Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend and an old friend on the show with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Don Wilson is the old friend. Don is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my good friends, and one of yours too, whether you know it or not. He is still, at least as of for maybe one more hour, the president and CEO of the Americans Association of Small Business Development Centers, and he's been doing that now for a long, long time, and he's our good friend. Don Wilson, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. We appreciate being on today.
It's good to have you here, and of course, folks, as we mentioned the last time Don was here, but we didn't talk about it much because we didn't want to talk about it. We were still wanting to hang on to him, but Don is retiring after over a decade at the helm of the ASBDC and 30 something years in Washington D.C. He's retiring and moving back to his home state of North Carolina, and replacing him is Charles T. Rowe. He says his friends call him T. T is a longtime person living in Washington, D.C., working with the SBA and other organizations. He's taking the helm over from Don, and we're kind of letting him pass the baton here on the show. T. Rowe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and we hope that this will be the first of many visits that you'll have with us. Don, and by the way, folks, T and Don, I was thrilled to see you, both of you guys, last week in Orlando. We had a great time. You guys had a great program down there. Your annual Small Business Development Center conference that you had in Orlando. They're always a lot of fun. You had a big crowd, didn't you, Don?
We had a tremendous crowd. You know, it's primarily a professional development conference to keep our counselors and trainers on the cutting edge of small business knowledge so that they can impart that knowledge to their clients to help them grow and prosper.
Don, there, in case someone's tuned in now who is not familiar with Small Business Development Centers, tell the audience, when you talk about counselors, tell the audience who they are and what they do.
Jim, we have approximately 4,000 people who work in the network, and the network is the federal government's largest management and training assistance program, management technical assistance program for small businesses. Our consulting services are free. The training programs are at cost. And there's probably an SBDC within about an hour of every small business mm-hmm. person in this country. We've got mm-hmm. between 900 and 1,000 centers nationwide.
Well, and these are dedicated, knowledgeable professionals who are in the what they do is help people who want to start a business, people who want to grow a business, mature companies who've been around for a long time, who need a little bit of help, maybe some updating to bring them into the next generation of their company. These are all, and I've met so many of them, and you've got thousands, as you say, and there were about 1,500, T, there were about 1,500 at your event this last week, weren't there?
Oh, yeah, we had an amazing turnout, and I'd say we had at least 1,500 registrants, mm-hmm. folks from all over our network, from as far away as the Pacific Islands. You know,
right,
we've got
right.
networks out in Guam
right.
and the Marianas.
Now, T, you are currently Executive VP of the association, but Don has the baton. Did you guys pass the baton last week, or?
Well, formally it occurs at the end of this week.
Okay.
T will take over full time on Monday, and you know he brings a wealth of knowledge. His years on the Small Business Committee of the Congress and his years at SBA have prepared him in, I think, an ideal way to take over the leadership of the association, and I'm just thrilled that the association was able to find somebody with his talent. I've known T. I was looking back through my files as I was cleaning them out. I've got correspondence that goes back with T back to 1999.
Wow.
When I first went to the association. So,
right.
T, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have been able to get somebody with his skill sets.
Well, and the background with the SBA and all that, that's as you say, that's been valuable. So I'm glad to know that. That's it. So today, on this show, folks, and then through this day, we're officially, this is the official send-off of Don Wilson, who's served us so well over the years, and the inauguration of the new president and CEO at T. Rowe. So, folks, we're going to continue to talk about this. This is, you know, we're not going to get too sentimental. We're going to talk about small businesses and how important they are, and how much these SBDC counselors want to help you, and what a great deal it is for you as well. All this is coming up after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
King, many things I can define. Old cages, flags, flutter your mind. Sense and top.
We're back at 17 till. That's Carlos Santana bringing us back, folks. One of the greats of all time. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Don Wilson is our guest. He's the outgoing, well-deserved outgoing president and CEO of the Association of Small Business Development Centers, and T. Rowe is executive VP of that organization only through today, though. After today, he becomes the president and CEO of the ASBDCs. And Don, you joined the organization about 10 years ago, but you'd been on Capitol Hill for a long time. You had a good background for what the CEO of this organization needs, which is to be able to mine the halls of Congress for funding to support the SBDC counselors so they can help small business owners.
You're exactly right. I actually came to the Hill as chief of staff to a senior member of Congress in 74, and was actually on congressional staff when the idea of the SBDC program was born in late 77, or about 77, and then, of course, it was signed into law by President Carter in 1980. And I was a big booster among congressional staff for the program. My grandfather, like Pease, was a small business person. And, of course, I was an old educator, and so I realized what education for small business people could do, because so many small business owners don't have any background education-wise in terms of small business management.
Right.
They may be great craftsmen, or they may be a great auto mechanic, but in terms of areas like inventory control, human resource management,
well,
taxes,
even
that sort
even
of thing.
Even the most educated, highly sophisticated, technical entrepreneurs, T, don't know how to hire an employee. Don't know how to get a loan from a bank.
Right. It's so true, Jim, that folks may have great ideas, great skills, but there are 100 other things that you just don't know.
Just in one day. I said just in one day.
Oh,
T. That's just one. That's just on the odd Tuesday.
And Jim, you know, this at this time with the economy like it is, with consumers having pulled back sharply, this is a really challenging time for small business people. A lot of people who've started businesses, say, in the last 6 or 7 years have never faced an economic downturn. Very few have. It's the worst in 70 years.
Right, right.
By a lot of measurements.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in terms of cash flow management, inventory control, human resource issues that you face if you have to lay off, these are all challenges for many small business
people.
Have
your counselors seen an increase in demand from existing companies more than ever before during this
dramatic
last year?
Increase. Not only in that, but also, Jim, folks who have been searching for work and have decided to become their, self-employed.
Right.
Our training, when I was at the Professional Development Conference in New England in June, I had any number of counselors from those six states tell me that they had already trained more people by the middle of June than they did the entirety of last
year. Wow.
And I was getting that from the West Coast as well.
And I hope you're passing that along to Congress and letting them know that there's a great need out there and they need some money to support these folks.
There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
But yeah. but now you know, for some reason, T, and I know you know this, but you're getting ready to get the muzzle blast of this. For some reason, when the you know, at that velvet rope on Congress where people are lined up to get some support, that bounces up there holding that velvet rope, T. He's looking for the pretty people, and unfortunately, the pretty people seem to be banks and car companies, and the ragamuffins to the bouncer at the velvet rope seem to be small business owners. And you're going to learn that pretty quick, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I am, Jim.
I know that you recognized my sarcasm. I speak sarcasm as a second language, but is it? I'm not too far off, am I?
Well, you know, I think the administration's been trying to conduct what I'd call economic triage. They're looking at who's bleeding the worst, and unfortunately, the biggest targets. And you know, it's hard for small business and small business organizations like ours to get the recognition. But the big thing they're talking about is job creation, and That's really what we sell.
If they want job creation, they need to be focusing on small business.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you something, small business didn't get us into this mess, but small business will get us out of this mess.
Yeah, and the unfortunate fact is, well, we need the big financial firms and, you know, the big manufacturers at the end of the day. Yeah, you're right. They're not going to create the new jobs.
Well, Don, you know, to me, Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. Everything that happens on Wall Street, nothing happens on Wall Street until somebody sells something on Main Street.
Absolutely. This is a point I've tried to make with Fortune 500 leaders over the last 10 years, that who are your customers?
Yeah.
And I've found a number of them who are beginning to realize that if they just sold to each other, the big business, they would never be profitable.
Right.
They buy from and sell to millions of small businesses. We have 26 million, Jim, as you know, the number's probably down now.
Right, right.
You know, entrepreneurs in this country who are self-employed and also employ about half of our domestic workforce.
Right, right, exactly.
And the staggering number to me that I think has been lost by some of the policymakers on the Hill, that in the last 9 months, 80% of the people who have been laid off in this country have been laid off from small businesses.
Yep, yep.
And
I'm
going to
tell you something.
That is some
serious brain damage and broken hearts out there by the front, not just from the employees but from the employers. I can promise you that we do it at as a last measure. I promise you. Tintail, we come back. I'm going to ask Don Wilson what's his advice for T. Rowe as he takes over the helm of the ASBDC. Stay with us. That's Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, and her sister Nancy on guitar. That's Hart. Bringing us back, 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. And like Hart, we're still rocking after all these years right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We got our good friend Don Wilson, our new friend T. Rowe, both on the show with us right now. Don is the outgoing president. We're a little sad about this because we're going to miss Don an awful lot. Don's been our good friend and just, you know, I laid down at night, folks, thinking that Don's one of those guys helping hold small businesses together, and I always felt a little more comfortable, so I'm a little sad to see him go, but he's promised to stay in touch with us, and of course, I've met T. I know a little bit about T. Rowe, who's taking his place, and we're very excited about his taking over the organization, the leadership of the organization. Of course, T, you got one thing, good thing. You got Donna and the other outstanding folks up there in the staff.
Oh, yeah,
that basically are the foundation of all the things you're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
Those guys.
Don's left us with it. Well, he's left me with a great team and an incredible foundation there.
Yeah. Donna Ettinger, we got to mention her. She's clearly the backbone up there, and we love her and proud of the work that she does, too. Okay, Don, the time has come for you to tea is at your knee now. What are your recommendations, Jim? Let's start with Congress. How should he deal with Congress?
Well, you know, tea has probably dealt with Congress as effectively and as long as I have. He comes from a small business background. He's worked for members of Congress. He's worked on the Small Business Committee. And I actually never got the opportunity to work on the Small Business Committee. I worked for people who were all around that committee.
Yeah.
So in that regard, I don't think that the association could have found anybody that understands the Small Business Committee any better than T does.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's critical to be able to work with the agency. The agency, SBA, the Small Business Administration, is our partner.
Mm-hmm.
We're their largest resource.
Mm-hmm.
To help small business.
A lot of people don't realize, Don, that the SBA doesn't actually directly touch any small business owners.
Well, you know, obviously some small business owners come by their district offices.
But they don't really have the tentacles. They don't have the worker bees to do the things that you guys do.
That's correct.
And so a lot of people don't realize that it's all part of the SBA. Apparatus, you guys are part of that, but where the rubber meets the road out there is your organization.
Yep, as the largest resource partner, there's no question. We're the ones that are providing the direct day-to-day services for small business.
But you've got on a 40-hour-a-week basis. Don, you've got the connection with
professionals.
You got the connection with these professionals. What's your advice to T about those guys?
Well, obviously, you know, I think the key thing for the ASBDC is to be small business oriented in terms of the total focus of this program has to be on the well-being of the client,
mm-hmm.
improving their bottom line.
Small business owners.
And our clients, are the strength of this economy, and our counselors and trainers understand that, and they're totally committed. We don't sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
Our total commitment is the success of the client. And T understands that. He's very small business centered, and I think I don't think you're going to see any change really in overall philosophy.
Well, T, what are your plans? Tell us what your plans are.
Have you
got a big initiative coming up?
The plan is, you know, one, we've got to work with all the members. You've got 63 lead centers across the country. Make sure that everyone's getting the resources they need to meet the needs of their clients, the small business people, and that's the big thing. Is we're resource driven, and we need the funding assistance from Capitol Hill, and from some of our private sector and the local government partners. The other thing I'm really looking forward to is trying to make sure that the entire federal government, SBA knows us, they love us.
Right.
I like to joke that we outnumber them because we got 4,000 people,
right.
They only got three.
Right.
But, you know, build on what's in the statute and what Congress envisioned, that
mm-hmm.
the SBDCs are the economic development engine for the entire federal government.
Right.
So if the USDA's got a plan or the Department
right.
of Energy's got a plan to help small business, we should be right there as the
goal. Well, we're going to be continuing to visit with you. You'll be invited back. But we got to wrap it up. Don, from a standpoint of your leadership at the SBDCs, congratulations on our job well done. We're going to miss you, but we know we're going to see you as a private citizen real soon, right?
Well, there's no question about that, sir, and I hope you'll continue to count me as part of your brain trust, because what you do every day in helping educate small business people is critical as well, Jim. You've done a marvelous job.
Thank you, Don. Good for you. Good on you. You well-deserved retirement. We'll see you next time. T, we're looking forward to working with you. Thanks for your leadership.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, see you guys. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.